Shlomo Melech in Sefer Megillas Koheles in Perek Daled that on some level death is preferable to a life of oppression. Unbelievable. The Ibn Ezra, by the way, talks about what these mean. You know, we also have it's better for man not to have been created. If you remember, also the Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel Machlokes, was it Tov Shelo Nivra, Noach Adno Shelo Nivra? Is it more comfortable that we haven't been created? Of course, we're here for a reason, you know, and even though perspective, yes, you'll have a greater perspective of purpose upon death, but meanwhile, we're put here for a reason. We're not here meaninglessly. Shlomo gives or stresses the importance of a partner, lighting your load, someone to help you, someone to push you through, someone to be behind you, someone that you can go through life with. He talks about a king can quickly lose people's support. Shlomo HaMelech himself was kicked off the throne. The Gemara and Sanhedrin talks about temporarily. And that the new generation will often reject the ruler of the generation past. The wise are at a loss. People don't allow their elders to rebuke them and correct their ways. Take measures to distance yourself from sin, says Shlomo HaMelech, so reminiscent of Sefer Mishlei. If you do sin, then make sure you repent, but that needs to be sincere, complete understanding of the wrongness of what you've done. Money will never bring proper happiness. There's no guarantee it will even bring security or even sustenance. Just competitiveness, which Shlomo HaMelech says, is also hevel, is fruitless, it's not going to help. Wisdom is the most precious commodity. A fool doesn't understand that he's harming himself. Go for wisdom. It's much better. It's much more refined, and it will help you in the long term.